Just this week, the United Nations Commission for Human Rights, meeting in Geneva, defeated a motion by Cuba to conduct an independent investigation of the treatment of prisoners kidnapped by the United States and forcefully detained at Guantanamo. During the NATO bombing and invasion of Kosovo, former Canadian Supreme Court Judge Louise Arbour, then serving as war crimes prosecutor for the special court created to charge and try Serbian government officials, absolutely refused to consider bringing charges of war crimes against NATO officials, though considerable evidence to support such charges had been assembled by human rights lawyers in several NATO countries. What to do, then, when existing structures refuse to investigate, charge, and try war makers for the crimes they commit? During the U.S. war against the people of Vietnam, Bertrand Russell organized an international tribunal to hear evidence and register judgment on the war crimes being committed by U.S. officials. And in that same tradition, the global anti-war movement today has organized a war crimes tribunal to hear evidence and render judgment on those who have waged war against the people of Iraq. Aicha Chibukchu has been active in organizing the current anti-war tribunal, and she is a citizen of Turkey, currently a doctoral student at Columbia University, and her thesis is on the Bertrand Russell War Crimes Tribunal of 1967. We've reached Aicha in New York. Good afternoon, Aicha, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio. Hello, Aicha.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Could you tell me what drew you first to begin research on the Russell Tribunal?
I actually began research at the time that the World Tribunal on Iraq was being founded. My interest in it was stimulated by the war in Iraq and basically, as you outlined exactly, the inability of the existing institutions of international law and the international community to do anything to hold the war criminals accountable, basically.
Could you
so that was October 2003.
Could you sketch for us the main features of the Bertrand Russell War Crimes Tribunal of 1967?
Basically, they organized intellectuals in different countries. It was an international movement. Somebody also participated from Turkey, and they operated through committees of private individuals, and they sent investigating missions to Vietnam to collect evidence of war crimes. They were going to meet in Paris, in France, but also Jean-Paul Sartre was one of the chairs, the co-chair of the tribunal, but the government at the time would not allow them to have the tribunal in France. So they had their sessions in Denmark and in Sweden. They were more welcome there.
You mentioned that Jean-Paul Sartre was one of the co-chairs, of course, a very internationally famous at the time intellectual figure. What sort of, and you mentioned there was a person from Turkey who was also on the tribunal. Was the tribunal quite international in its composition?
It was quite international. Actually, my dissertation seeks to compare the Russell Tribunal, both the historical moments in which it was embedded, and the World Tribunal on Iraq now in the year 2005. I would say that the World Tribunal on Iraq is much more international than the Russell Tribunal, at some level I think it testifies to the strength and the global nature of the anti-war movement now compared to 1967, yes.
Are there other differences besides the greater international participation in the tribunal?
I would say that at the moment that the Russell Tribunal was founded in 1967, the Nuremberg precedent was quite new. After the Second World War, the victors of the war had set up the Nuremberg trials, and the one in Tokyo, to try Nazi war criminals. And it was an unprecedented event to charge government officials with war crimes. It was seen at the time as revolutionary in the sense that the principle of national sovereignty was for the first time disregarded, let's say, and the concept of crimes against humanity was employed in practice. Now, I think in 1967, and if you look at what Sartre was writing at the time and his opening speech at the Russell Tribunal, it's very clear that the principles employed and claimed at the Nuremberg trials gave Jean-Paul Sartre and others great hope. Now, they recognized that the Nuremberg trials were only established by the victors, by the Allies in the Second World War. They also recognized that they were not going to apply the same principles to themselves, that is, the victors. They pointed this out, but I think at the time, in 1967, there was greater hope in the possibility of an international legal order that would treat all nation states equally. I think it was a moment of great hope also because the decolonization struggles were seen as successful. New independent nation states in the Third World were established after wars of liberation. So I would say there was more hope of an equal international order where nation states would appear at the same level. I think with the World Tribunal on Iraq in the year 2005, a couple of things are different. One of them is the faith in the nation states, I would say, has decreased, and in correlation, the faith in the possibilities of victors and the powerful states, such as the United States of America, to be accountable by the same principles it employs to try others, are simply not going to apply to the victors themselves. So I think it's a different historical moment, and just moments, hopes are somewhere else, I would say.
How does that very significant difference, as you've outlined it, affect the character of the War Crimes Tribunal, which will be held in June in Istanbul?
That's a very good question. I would say part of the or an important part of the World Tribunal on Iraq will be accounting for the lack of institutional support for the kind of work we want to do. So perhaps on trial will also be the international system that enabled the war on Iraq and that failed to hold the ones who began this war and who are responsible for the death of 100,000 people at least accountable. So part of our job, I think, will be to evaluate the international system as it exists now and to explore whether it is also complicit in what has been going on.
How has the tribunal been received by established authority and media? It's held sessions in Tokyo, Brussels, and New York, preliminary to the culminating session in Turkey. Has there been much media attention to the evidence and process of the tribunal so far?
Actually, perhaps in a sad way, most sessions of the World Tribunal on Iraq coincided with horrifying news that made it to the mainstream media. For example, the session in New York, May 8, 2004, coincided with the Abu Ghraib so-called scandal. We knew, of course, and our the evidence we had pointed towards sustained torture, but because the Abu Ghraib scandal was just breaking, for example, I think, at the Cooper Union, CNN came to film the whole proceeding of the tribunal. They did not air any of it, but they did come to record the proceedings. So in a way, it was taken seriously by the mainstream media, but only one article in the Boston Globe, as far as the mainstream media is concerned, appeared for the New York session. Alternative media has been, of course, more interested, and let me also thank you for being interested in the effort. In Brussels, on the contrary, I was there for the Brussels Tribunal in April 2004, and I must say we were at the tribunal in the morning, and in the evening they showed the proceedings. In the evening, the organizers were interviewed on national TV, and it was the mainstream media was really interested in the Brussels Tribunal. But overall, I would say the mainstream media has been mostly ignoring what has been going on. We expect some different reaction in Istanbul with the culminating session. I think it will be in the mainstream media. But we do not, in a way, have naive hopes about it, although we do want to reach as many people as possible worldwide. And here the importance of alternative media cannot be understated. It is very important. That's basically the situation.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, and we'll keep abreast of the developments in Istanbul in the culminating session, and we wish you the best of success there.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Ayça. I've been speaking with Ayça Çubukçu in New York. She's one of the organizers of the War Crimes Tribunal on Iraq. And as she explained, she is currently researching the Bertrand Russell War Crimes Tribunal in 1967, which heard evidence and rendered judgment on U.S. criminal actions in Vietnam.